The New Balance Furon V8. Crafted for speed. Tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. Experience-engineered minimalism at its finest and fastest. We updated the Furon V8 for even faster performance on the pitch. Same ultra-lightweight, precision strike-focused design. Now with even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud supports control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players, like Saka himself. Step up your game in the new Furon V8. Learn more and get yours at newbalance.com/soccer.
Well, come on, any rivalry in world sport, if you get one over one of your main rivals away from home in the final few minutes, it is the sweetest taste.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
I've seen this weird phenomenon with Manchester United sides in the last decade, not just now, but like how they won the FA Cup against Man City, how they beat Man City at the Etihad, despite City's poor run of form, and how they got a point at Anfield. They just defy logic. It's almost nothing to do with the opposition at times. So Liverpool have nothing to worry about. They should win this league. They don't have a worthy challenger, I would say.
Bobby Bowe says, my kid's back at school today. I know it's traumatic for all of us, isn't it? Talk about the bin truck. He walked into the bedroom in half forward, his school uniform, looking for his breakfast. Shudder. Yeah. So it's a shock to the system for the kids going back to school and not being able to have like chocolate for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's unpleasant.
But sure, you pray for the parents of kids from Carlow and Kilkenny this morning. They have no school.
What was it Paul Merson said?
That email from hell.
School's closed. What?
Yeah.
Right. Is there anything else about this game? Is in the green. Was it?
There's loads to this game. Amazingly, United hadn't scored at Anfield since December 2018. Jesse Lingard, in Jose Mourinho's last game in charge of Manchester United. They've had a couple of managers since. Like, that's the last time. And the last time they won at Anfield was exactly 9 years ago, January 2016, when Wayne Rooney got the winner and a 1-0 win. So, like, this is massive progress. I know they drew their last season. That was another nil-all. But they've had, like, there's been 4 nil-nils in the last 8 games between these two sides. So, oftentimes, it's a dull game. This is obviously far from it. And it was just a monumental surprise that this happened. Cotton Milani, remember, he called it in the office last Friday. He turned around and he said, I think this will be a draw. I texted him, like, fair play on that. And he was like, yeah, there's just something about this United side. And there's something about sometimes Liverpool get a bit sloppy and they get a bit casual. And what was it Van Dijk said afterwards? That
lazy.
There was laziness. Goals, and you could see him lose his mind for the second one in particular, for a Mads goal. Lost it to his teammates. Now, you could say that he was specifically talking about Trent Alexander-Arnold. I think he was talking about the collective, to be honest, because United, it was actually happening the first half, lows too, that they were getting in on Liverpool's left between Trent and Van Dijk. They were attacking that side loads. And Fernandes, who got player of the match, was actually quite poor in the first half with his final third play, his distribution. There was twice he broke down attacks because he failed to find his man, and he was much improved in the second half. He was excellent in midfield, and he himself said he wasn't the best in the first half, played much better in the second. So it was a strange game in that it was quite flawed at times, but it was exhilarating, and I think it was the most deserved draw of the season between sides.
So Amorim, now that you've had this little body of evidence from when he arrived to now, which is obviously a very short time, and there'll be a lot of work to be done by the boffins upstairs, that brains trust. Can we call them a brains trust if there's no actual sign that they've got any forward progressive thinking yet?
It was so reactive, isn't it? Because before this time yesterday, we were like, will Amorim go in the spring? Like, will he get sacked? We were asking John Bruner Friday, does he regret taking his job? Like, because it seemed like that was going to be the case. And now, oh, they got a draw at the team that are going to win the league. Oh, maybe this is actually all going to work out fine. But like, progress isn't linear like that. They have a handy enough fixture list coming up. I think it's Southampton and Brighton they have at home. They could lose Southampton.
They could lose
3-0 to Brighton.
Maybe the worst team.
And then we're back. Yeah. We're back in it.
Southampton are absolutely appalling.
They're actually the joint worst team in Premier League history as it stands.
A joke.
But they're 2 points away from Derby County 07-08.
Yeah.
They have to get that. But that's how unpredictable United are. Like, you know, they absolutely should beat Southampton. They probably will. But then they could lose to Brighton. They could lose the game after that. And then we're kind of back to this square one type of discussion.
Well, that's a results-based thing. You can see that this is a manager who has a sense of identity, who wants players to... I thought it was interesting that Bruno came out and was actually frustrated before we heard Amorim saying exactly the same thing. That's why are we playing like this today? Because it's Liverpool and we haven't been able to play like this for the last couple of games. Now, he got sent off and was unavailable for those games, and obviously it reflects well on him that he's back in the team and the team cares. But like, I think he's going to be a success at Manchester United. It's just interesting how long it's going to take him to get there.
Yeah, it does take time, but it's not. It's been striking. It's been striking how poor they have been at their worst. I don't know if ever some of the performances have been the worst I've seen in a long, long time. I don't know if I've ever seen as bad. Which in itself is interesting, because I don't know why, and maybe it's kind of foolish, but it does feel a little different to previous managers coming in on a low ebb and trying to get things going again. It does feel like there's a little bit more awareness.
That's because he's handsome.
No, it's not that, but it does feel... No, I don't mean specific to him. I just mean in general in terms of... It does kind of feel like, well, this is realistically just with the way the sport is kind of...
It's a structure.
There's things in place. You're only going to... But I don't even mean that. I just mean in terms of like, this feels like as low as it could possibly go.
The Newcastle game, the Newcastle game was the worst I'd seen in 11 and a half years. The first half an hour was the worst I've ever seen.
The Wolves game, even before Fernandes got sent off, was terrible.
If they'd been beaten yesterday, I don't think they would say it's as low.
Bournemouth won 3-0 at Old Trafford and Match of the Day. I watched Match of the Day and they just did a 1-minute line afterwards, being like, Bournemouth have won. On to the next game. And it's become the norm, right? But what Amorim has done really well, I've said this since day one, like, it's just the way he deals with the media is that he's somehow, despite all this carnage around him, seems in control of what's happening, which doesn't make any sense because of how bad it's been. But there's a reassurance to his tone and body language that, no, this will ultimately be okay. Just stick with me. And then the fascinating element is how he changes his demeanour entirely yesterday after the game in both his dealings with Sky Sports in the 1-on-1 interview and in the press conference, that this is a deeply frustrated man who says, how can we perform like this against Liverpool and then perform like we did in the previous three games? And Bruno Fernandes said the same.
Yeah.
And he's drilling it into his players and he said, we can't relax tomorrow, i.e. today.
There's a degree to that. Fall back. But there's also a degree to... The reason you're not playing like that against Newcastle is because you've Casemiro and Eriksen in the middle of the park. That's why you're not performing like that.
And what about Wolves and Bournemouth?
Well, Wolves, like Bruno gets sent off. And like, again, so like that does change the tone of it. He does get sent off just that they played the whole second half with 10 men and probably in the end could have gotten a draw out of it if they'd been a little more clinical. I don't think it's that necessarily... I appreciate what he's saying and there's different... Obviously yesterday it was a very good performance, which is interesting. Difference from like
it was better than the City game. It was actually better than the City
100%.
Game. 100%. 2 points less, but it was better.
But I just think that there is like, I don't know. I suppose he can't come out and say that the squad is so incredibly limited.
He basically has been saying that.
But he's constantly
saying that these players are no good. Somehow it's not self defeating.